Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Where's Trump? What's Trump up to? Why is Trump so disciplined? Trump's just playing golf. We can't have that. We need fodder. The more Trump refrains from anything that gives him oxygen around this during this period of time, that's the best strategy imaginable. Let them talk on both sides about Biden. The breakout was last night. We had Dr. Marty McCarry on. And Marty is a very sober type of guy from Johns Hopkins, our friend. And he was explicit that he would fail a medical student if Biden presented in front of them. And the medical student said, well, I don't see, well, what kind of problems are you talking about here? Just observing Biden for a while. And on NBC News last night, they had this renowned Parkinson's expert who said, I can diagnose this from across the mall. So it's obvious there's a lot of pressure there. But I don't think it's enough. Now, this news conference on Thursday could move the needle. If it's really bad, you might start to see more people start to consider it. But they're divided. And right now, it's better than 50-50 with the Bidens. And somehow or another, in their own way, they figured out a way to make it about race. And the elites are white. And the congressional and Hispanic national caucuses, they're with the Bidens, AOCs, Omar, publicly with them. Bernie Sanders. So Biden is holding his own here. I know that seems impossible to believe, but it's holding his own. Now, here's Dr. Marty McCarry. You know, remember him from COVID days and the like, just a brilliant medical guy, public health guy, articulating that. Saw him on Fox News yesterday and it occurred to me, or saw an article, then he was on Fox today. Got to get him back. Would he go that far with Biden? Here's what he told me.
So if we're just being very objective here, if we put Joe Biden in front of a medical student and said, go diagnose him, he came back and said, oh, he's normal. There's no cognitive issues. The student would fail. I mean, these are obvious, clear signs. Some of them are classic sundowning, age-related dementia symptoms, the aggression, the confusion, the worsening of symptoms in the evening time. You know, we hear that all kinds of stories about what he's like in private. So I don't want to make a diagnosis, but I think it's obvious to anyone he has clear-cut dementia, which is likely age-related. It's probably not Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, probably age-related. And it's sad because someday that might be me.
All right. So there's Dr. Marty. So is that the angle Republicans and Trump should pursue? Why? No. Just keep on this more low-key. Let them continue to fight it out because internally, there's any number, including Hillary, that think they could get the nod and be president. All right, so here is Kirby, and I think it's KJP mainly saying this, and Kirby jumping on it, the two spokespeople for Biden, Cut 13. talking about on Thursday, this is going to be a big boy press conference. They actually use that terminology. Cut 13.
After that, the president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it. And take some questions from y'all.
This week, President Biden will speak to national labor leaders of AFL-CIO, host the NATO summit to show the unprecedented strength of our alliance, hold a press conference, a big boy press conference.
A big boy press conference now. Well, maybe Kirby said it first. I think she said it before him, Dan, and he thinking, oh, man, this is ridiculous. A big boy press. Of course.
No, you did such a great job. You answered every question.
Of course, where does Joe go when in trouble to? The unions. Of course, that's where he's going to go. And they don't care because he has promised them more and given them more and looked the other way more than any president imaginable. So that's where he's going to go to.
It's a great, I want to underline that because it's a captive audience. They force their members to go, unlike Trump rallies, which are natural.
Yes.
They draw people.
Right.
Biden has to utilize unions to fill venues.
They are one of the all-time worst, Dan, the unions here in Philadelphia, taking attendance. You got to go. They're going to watch how many times you have to clap. You know, you hear that. Yeah, we got to clap. We're here. And I'm tired of hearing from the teacher. We haven't asked any teachers, Dan. We should have the other day. How is it that the NEA ends up with a maniac like the Pringle woman? The AFT, more subtle maybe, but more dangerous, they have Randy Weingarten.
NEA, we have to win all the things!
Yeah, it's the all the things is just remarkable.
All the things!
And apparently paying $8,000 for that hairdo, too, is, you know.
Our colleagues are depending on us.
I saw a report today, too, with Betsy Pringle. Visit to the White House 24 times just in the last couple of years. 24 times to the White House.
To win all the things.
I'd love to hear from teachers. My theory is being inside it. What you end up with is you end up with these people who really don't want to be teachers. They're miniature Jimmy Hoffas. They take over the union. They get elected. You know, real teachers are not going to be doing that stuff. And they drive toward this, and we end up with maniacs like Becky Pringle.
We are the NEA, and that's what we do.
Dan, you know, maybe it was so outrageous, so comical in a tragic sense, that people are not realizing what she's saying here. And that's the flex. Is there any doubt that they have the power to shut down the nation's schools for periods of time that were way beyond anything imagined? They did. They have that power. How do you stop them?
All the things.
That's right. I played over the years, and Rush used to play it, this guy was more subtle, former really head of the, he wasn't the president of the NEA. He was the power there. And he told this cheering mob of these NEA types, he was retiring. He wanted people to know it's not about the teaching. It's not about the dedication. People listen to us because we have power. Power. That's what it is. So how in the world does this not breed more of a reaction? Now, Biden, both Bidens would have been there, except their own union struck against them so they couldn't go across the picket line. And it would have been more. They endured. Yes, they're with these people. This is who they're with. They're with these unions that are out of control. Just like Larry Krasner goes to the black ministers whenever there's trouble, Biden is going to the AFL-CIO. He would have gone to the NEA. I mean, this is something, news cycles, with all the big news with the Bidens and Trump and everything else, for this woman to be through two or three news cycles just tells you how wild this is. But at the core, she's got 3 million members. The AFT has over 1 million. Then there are other groups that are out there. And these people are telling you they're going to do what they want in schools. We talked today about the new platform from Trump, and there is stuff in there. It's only 16 pages, which is good. They cut it down a lot about how they're going to push back on this, but they ought to push back on it even more and say it's parental rights, and we are taking on directly, every Republican ought to be saying, we are taking on people like this woman. Put this into ads, play it again. It is as outlandish visually as anything that you can imagine. It makes no sense, this vague stuff about all the things. People see it and they just can't believe that could be the number one teacher representative in the country. She represents what this is about. And I think we should say we're tired of hearing, well, I didn't vote for that. I'm not like that. I'm a teacher, or I'm in the building trades. Well, this is what it ends up being. It's a menace. So that's where he's going to go, AFL-CIO and the Congressional Black Caucus. I know it's a weird unity thing, but they are propping him up, and they might keep him going through this week. Yeah, Dan?
Circling back to the NEA General Counsel, Bob Chanin's comments about
there
power.
It is, yeah.
I do have the audio, but is there a guy that won the internet more than this guy? Because it took me like a lot of research. If I used to search NEA person rant on YouTube, and now it just all comes up with this Becky Pringle person.
She's won, like, the internet.
He's won the internet because he no longer gets this pulled up every time someone searches for NEA crazy power. It's her. She's replaced him.
He is, though, you know, she's a buffoon here. But this guy, I love it because the mob, Dan, they weren't cheering her. They weren't jumping up and down in their seats. I didn't see that. This guy, though, you'll hear at the end. That's why it's so potent. He's retiring. And he's telling you explicitly what the NEA membership is about. Here we go.
NEA and its affiliates are such effective advocates. Despite what some among us would like to believe, it is not because of our creative ideas. It is not because of the merit of our positions. It is not because we care about children. And it is not because we have a vision of a great public school for every child. NEA and its affiliates are effective advocates because we have power. And we have power because there are more than 3.2 million people who are willing to pay us hundreds of millions of dollars in dues each year because they believe that we are the unions that can most effectively represent them, the unions that can protect their rights and advance their interests as education employees.
We're all standing for a standing ovation.
Yeah, standing ovation. Yep.
We don't care about the kids. No, none of that.
This is not to say that the concern of NEA and its affiliates with closing achievement gaps, reducing dropout rates, improving teacher
quality. Okay, we got the point here. We got the point. That's cover after that. That guy was a brilliant advocate for them. And he's telling you, and they proved it. One of the top 10, we should do something, the top 10 things that came through the COVID crisis. And one of them absolutely is they showed us they're going to close those schools down there. Randy Weingarten was even more effective. She became the face of it. CDC, the emails, the whole thing. They did it. They did it here locally. You know, the Pensburys of the world, the Central Bucks at that time had a different school board. They showed you they can do it. They showed you that out in Bucks County, they listened to Governor Wolf and they put Dr. Damsker in the basement. The guy who was effectively reopening schools. They said, hey, we're doing it, and that's what we're going to do. And that's the attitude. That's the attitude of the AFL-CIO. If you cross us, you're going to see. You're going to see what's going to happen. We have the power, not you. And who are the people caught in the middle of it? The hostages? Kids in public schools. So that's why it's so important in Harrisburg that these Republicans, who I think are failing at this, get people to make a choice. The only way to stop the public schools that this woman prattled on about, Becky Pringle, is if people have the means not to go to the public schools. I'd go so far as to say that in many instances, the public schools, she kept on saying the public schools are the core of our democracy, well, of our republic. They're not. And in many ways, They're a huge negative. They are a tremendous negative, and she is living proof of the type of people that we're up against with this. So is Randy Weingarten. They're telling you they'll do what they want. They have the power. This just released, Nikki Haley has released all her delegates to vote for Trump, despite not being invited to the convention, saying in a statement she's fine with that. So not sure fully everything behind that, but that's a good sign.
Nikki Haley would be good.
Oh, no, I don't think that's going to happen here. Oh, goodness. No, Dan, I think the base, that's the one name they would erupt over, though.
Really?
Well, you could say, where are they going to go? Trump's got to win, get over the finish line. I hear that. I think Nikki Haley helps, too. But I don't see this as out of the box. At the 11th hour, Nikki Haley releasing all of her delegates to vote for Trump. This is a play by Nikki Haley to say, look, I got on board. I was helping the cause for 2028. Don't hold this against me. Whatever happens, that's what I was doing. I'd be shocked if it's Nikki Haley. I know Trump makes you believe anything's possible, but I'd be really shocked.
Like, what boxes doesn't she check on the issues or the demo?
Okay, well, the bottom line of, well, the MAGA box. Biggest of all.
Is that not, like, just back to capturing a moderate vote, particularly women.
Right.
I mean, MAGA's great, but is it nice to not have some sort of thought diversity in there? And isn't that not appealing to voters? I mean,
of course, but we have people that are already looking at 2028 for some reason. We got to win this one. I hear what you're saying, and yeah, see it gives a leg sense, up to the vice president, which it does many times. That's the other reason why the vice presidency is so important. It's the future. That person usually gets a shot early on the next time around. But it is curious at the 11th hour, so to speak, here, she's released all of her delegates. I don't see Trump doing that. I think Trump is showing the discipline Trump here, and also the showman is going to be in play here. I don't see this playing it out, Dan. Well, who do you have here? Okay, let's go to Keith in South Philly here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Keith.
How you doing, Dom?
Good, Keith.
So I was going back and forth in my head a little bit, and I was like, Democrats, if they replace Biden with RFK. I know that you say the whole thing about jumping over Kamala, but guess what? They either want to win or not win, and they know that Democrats don't like Kamala to begin with. So
yeah, a couple of things here, though, too. Yeah, you think RFK Jr. could actually be elected president?
I don't think he could, but he's probably a better shot than what they're going with their hand that they currently have. Because I know a lot of guys, they go, okay, well, I don't know if I want Trump, but RFK seems to be somewhere in the middle. And I think RFK deep down is dying to be run as a Democrat. And to him, it would be like,
I'm going to put a kibosh on that right now. Like, because if you think about it, the DNC, their ultimate goal is to have somebody in there that they can control, that they can control the narrative. And RFK is someone that's so openly against the DNC. There's no, like, I think he has a better shot to be pegged as the VP choice of Trump than he does as the presidential choice of the Democrats.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith. Thanks for the suggestion. Look, he has angered the gods here. What they're trying to do, still we're in the fight to keep him out of as many states as possible. Now, they don't want RFK Jr. I think the bloom is off, too, by some of the statements. Look, and we told you, I don't know that it's been squared away, Dan, when his name comes up. Vanity Fair, last week, it was a pretty big story, put the hit piece out there on him and the baggage, including poised with the dog that had been cooked. I mean, there's not much coming back from that. So his play is to be a disruptor here. How many states will he be in? We haven't checked in a while. It's still ongoing, but that's it. But the story of Nikki Haley releasing the delegates now at this point is kind of curious. I think it's more to say, look, I was for party unity. I know we had back and forth with Trump, the antagonism, but I released the delegates. I didn't want to mess up the convention. It's a good thing. Now, will they still want to vote for Nikki Haley? Who knows? But I think a last-minute ploy? I'm sure you're always hopeful. Would that be the wildest thing imaginable at this point that Trump picked Haley? Still don't see it. Still don't see it. I think there would be some more signaling. We would have heard some other overtures well before this that would at least have that in play. Not that Trump might not play with it and say, you know, got a short list, but anything's possible.
Like, going back to 2016.
Yes.
When we were talking VP.
Right.
Like weren't we in this kind of similar position where everyone was like, oh, it's going to be Christie, or there were people that were there, and all of a sudden he pulls Pence out of nowhere? Or was Pence kind of previewed in 2016 as a potential choice?
Yeah, he was previewed.
He was?
Yeah, and the preview was, so again, who knows what's in Trump's mind? The key in his mind, Dan, was he had to have evangelicals on board with him
okay.
to be wildly enthusiastic, or as close as you can come to that. And he was smart enough to realize, look, he hadn't proven himself to them fully yet. Once he became president, they liked the policies. So Pence was the bridge to that. I mean, he was interviewing guys like Newt Gingrich. The guy's almost genius level, but he'd be a horrible VP. You can't even imagine what would happen. So I don't think Pence was quite as surprising. Who does he have to reach this time? I know people don't like, back to your point, he still has to reach people in the suburbs. He's broken through with a great number of other groups, particularly here in our area, the four suburban counties, got to do better than he did the last time. Cannot, however this shakes out, cannot allow that to happen. Otherwise, you're not going to win Pennsylvania. So I know what you're thinking. Well, Nikki Haley's the elixir for that. I'm sure it's passing through his mind, but I don't see it in the end. I don't know. We have to check. If you can, check the predictive odds on VP of all these sources with this just happening. They may not have time to react. By tomorrow, though, Nikki Haley, you're right, will be up there in the VP odds. 855-839-1210. You get on board.
Yes. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
At Dom Show 1210, we always love getting tweets.
Yeah.
Earlier, we got a tweet that said, questioned whether or not the VP choice was truly that important, and Petra responded to that, underlining your point from earlier, saying, question about the importance of VP choice, do we not remember what happened when they put Sarah Palin in?
Yeah, exactly right. And I get what McCain was thinking there, and Sarah Palin looked great. I was out there for the convention. She looked great, Dan, on the opening speech. She was magical. She had presence. Then you started to see, and look, media bias, too, playing into it. I mean, and who would have thought that somebody prominent would be able to mimic her?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We saw just how brutal they were. I mean, just outrageously. And then she had no shot moving forward the next time around. It's also about 2028. The VP has a leg up. It's not going to be Marco Rubio tonight. Trump's just playing with that a little bit with this rally. He's not going to announce it. It's smart. He's waiting to see what happens with Biden on Thursday. And then the calculation will be, do you, if it's Kamala Harris is the nominee, do you shift to somebody else? Do they give you any kind of edge? And that would depend on who the VP nominee is on the other side. And people who think the VP doesn't count, Dan, let me make this case, and you can tell me honestly, of course. If they put Josh Shapiro in as a VP, let's say it's Harris, then percentage points go up. It's going to be harder to carry Pennsylvania. The media loves the guy. They will do anything to masquerade for this guy. So the case, if Pennsylvania wins the presidency, you could argue they're stronger because they have Shapiro as their VP choice. That's another reason why I want Biden to hang in there, because Kamala Harris is not bringing anything on that front. 855-839-12.
Looking at some of the odds, one of the names mentioned, plus 10,000, Deion Sanders.
There we go. All right. We'll see.
Prime time.
Yeah, we'll see between now and tomorrow if Kamala Harris, Nikki Haley goes up as far as people talking about it. And she's putting it out there. She wasn't invited. She's fine that Trump deserves the convention he wants. She made it clear she's voting for him and wishes him the best. It's a good move on her part. It's smart for the future. Maybe even, who knows, people start talking about her again. Is it Smart Markets or smarkets.com has some live
markets,
odds?
Smart Markets, I guess.
Yes, Markets Vance. That seems to be the name that's still out there, 28.1. Burgum, 27.4. Rubio, 13.51. Carson, 10.2. Tim Scott, 6.5, really. And Haley, 5.56. Let's see if that goes up just by this one play. I'm in a camp that I love what Vance does on TV, Dan. You got to remember that Trump is a very TV guy. Vance has been excellent. I mean, it's effortless on TV. Baggage is the abortion thing. Burgum, I don't see it. You know, I just don't see anything there that, I mean, he's not ineffective. He's not annoying or anything. Herschel Walker, 0.33%.
A better shot than Herschel. Tucker Carlson, 0.45%.
Oh, my God.
Don Trump Jr., 0.91%.
Okay. No Ivanka. You don't hear the Ivanka odds anymore.
I know Ivanka's on there.
Is she?
0.56. Got half the odds of Trump Jr., Dom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, close race. I would say that Trump has not decided anything yet. And smart. He's looking at how the Biden thing shakes out. You won't get the VP choice
until
the convention.
Smart gets you can essentially lay a bet, Dom, on who you think is going to be, and that's how you adjust the percentage live. There's an option for Donald Trump Jr., but then there's also an option for Donald Trump. Are they suggesting Trump might pick himself as VP?
Okay. These guys on Twitter, too, have to ease up, Dan. They just think you play this out, then you don't care. You're going to win anyhow. No, that's why the VP choice, the first thing is you don't want someone to harm you. Not at this moment particularly, given what's going on, the chaos. Now, the Senate is meeting this week, tonight. Warner, I guess, the Democrats in the Senate. We'll see if they're more. They seem to be more get Biden out of there. I don't know how many African-American senators there are. I'm just trying to go through my mind. Nothing is so it because that's the base of support, that and Hispanic caucus. They're the basis of support of Biden.
Got a couple good tweets if you want them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bob at Poker J on Twitter says, it has to be Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Youngkin. They need one of them to be the next president. Sarah gets you women. Youngkin gets you Virginia.
Not going to pick Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I don't want to say all the, just the calculate. Not going to see that. No way.
Bill Ball writes in, just pick a Democrat. That'll appease the left.
Yeah, right. That's his attitude.
And
right,
then Leslie. Great point from Leslie. Similar to what we were saying about RFK and the Democrats, Nikki Haley is essentially the Lincoln Project's darling. So why would Trump want to invite that into his, you know?
Well, if the calculation were, Dan, that's the only way he can win, and that's not the case right now, then you might have to consider that. It would be pulling the fire alarm here. No Bowman intended. But it's not like that now. So I don't know why he would do that.
No Bowman intended. I like that.
Yeah. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert. Good to hear from you again.
Hey, Dom. Dan, it's good to talk to you guys. I really hope you had a great time. I came up with a respiratory infection. I was actually in the hospital on Saturday.
Sorry to hear it. Yeah, you were missing mulligans. Well, there's one more at least this season. So we got to work on that one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But it turns out, with all the tests they did, aside from this, I'm actually good shape. So it turned out being a positive. And it occurs to me that if I was a dog, the nightmare ticket would be Christine Noem and RFK Jr. My goodness. What is it with shooting and eating them? God.
Oh, God. Yes.
People. And,
you know?
Well, and Christine Noem brought it up herself. They didn't even have to be outed with this.
Crazy eyes. Anyway, the only ones I don't want are Burgum and Haley, because I really think that Reagan made a mistake picking Bush, and I don't want the Republicans to throw their movement off the rails by going with another establishment I think would undermine Trump. But there's a lot of them out there. I think Vance and I think Byron should stay in the House, because I think they are great leadership going forward in the House. But I'll leave it at that, and I'm still kind of with Tim Scott, because I think, although Youngkin might surpass him because he can bring you Virginia and he's got a better demeanor, I think. But when I watched Tim Scott on The View, and Whoopi had to come around and put her arm around Sonny Hostin because she was being schooled by Tim Scott, I was very impressed with him, man. I thought that he had a little more fire, you know?
All right. I just saw it during the presidential run. It was disappointing, but I hear you. Right. I mean, you know.
I hear you too, man. I hear you too.
Yeah.
That's why I love kicking this stuff around with you. But my answer to the side question is Marv and Harry from the Wet Bandits from Home Alone, the Home Alone movie. And you guys have a great day, and I'll be calling, man.
Two of them. You know, usually people say the second movie drops off, Dan. Home Alone 2 was not bad. It was good. It's Home Alone 3. They shouldn't have been allowed to put that out. They probably should have burned the film after that. You know, you just can't do it. Bob in Harleysville, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm on the Youngkin side.
Okay.
This is the first I heard of it on the radio or on TV. It was just your last caller. I haven't heard it before. And I think it's really Trump's race to lose at this point, because if I'm Donald Trump, I say if you vote for Biden, you're getting Harris, and you're getting Harris either sooner or later.
Right. Exactly.
So I would start going after her.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're not showing debate footage. You're not doing any of that, which is smart. And they're not even going after Harris tremendously here. They want to wait to see the angle on how this settles, and then we'll go for it. And that's smart, too.
Well, another thing with Biden is he has all the classic symptoms of Parkinson's. He's got the shuffling gait.
Mm-hmm.
He has the rigidity. And it's pretty obvious.
Well, it is. Now we have medical experts. Even NBC News allowed a guy to diagnose him on the air. I mean, that's NBC, Bob. Bob, who is it that you would take as a humbling, bumbling, stumbling character?
Fredo.
Ah, all right. Well, I think we took Fredo off. Sorry about that. All right, it is the lightning round coming up at 855-839-1210. You jump on board. This idea, though, let's put it to rest. You think Trump is looking at a VP and just say, it doesn't matter. I could just take Dan Borowski and throw him in there. No. First, you have to calculate. It's a pain in some ways. You have to calculate, is this person going to cause damage here? And damage is just taking away distraction. You got the momentum now. Is there something here that's going to help the other side? First thing I'd look at is the abortion thing. So I'm not sure. I like Vance a lot. Great on TV. He's got abortion baggage based upon where Trump is. And that's where they'll go. Got to consider that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.